All right, everybody, this is what's going on. On Monday, August 23rd, all of you are going to show up. You're going to tell your family, your kin, your next of kin, your relatives, your friends, the people you were friends with in college but no longer talk to. All of those people are going to come here to the Hungry Brain at 2319 West Belmont for the You, Me, Them, Everybody Super Fun Special Sock Hop Dance Party Fundraiser. What does that mean? Well, we have great prizes to raffle off. What do we have, Esmeralda?
Hot dogs.
We have hot dogs. That is the best place to get encased meats in the city of Chicago, if not the Midwest, if not the world. What else do we have?
Permanent Records.
Permanent Records. That's the most hip indie record store ever. It's in Ukrainian Village. I love that place. What else do we got?
Comedians You Should Know.
Comedians You Should Know. That's insane. That's the best Wednesday night showcase. You know what else, Merle? I didn't even tell you this. We got Riot Comedy. Riot Comedy, Chicago Joe's down the street. They're amazing.
Oh, my.
Did I tell you we got Red Bar as well? Red Bar, the comedy club. Everybody's talking about. Reader says it's the best comedy club in the city. Saturday and Sunday, we got that. No, I changed that. We got Friday and Saturday. Sunday, you need to rest because of all that great comedy you're going to see. What else we got?
Amazing.
What else we got, Merle?
Bottom Lounge.
Bottom Lounge. Well, that's a great venue in the West Loop. We got three tickets to three different shows. That's enough for you and your friends and the friends you might potentially meet. What else we got, Merle?
Bucket of Blood.
Bucket of Blood. Well, that's metal. And if you like metal, you need gift certificates because you might not have a lot of friends. And you know what? If you go to Bucket of Blood, you're going to get a lot of friends because that's how great that store is. What else do we got?
Odd Obsessions.
Odd Obsessions. Well, that's just the best place in the city to find films. That's not a lie. What
and
else we got?
More.
We got more? That's insane. I'm going to kill myself from all of this joy that's producing in my stomach right now.
Don't do that, because then you won't be able to come.
Come where?
To the thing. Super fun special sock hop
that's
dance
right.
party.
August 23rd, Monday, August 23rd. Be there, be square, blah, blah, blah. Please come. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for listening. Here's the show. Hello, everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brendan Weatherby. And sitting in this tiny room in Reggie's Rock Room, it's not
without
Reggie's.
Any beer.
It's not Reggie's Rock. Shut the fuck up for once, Jacob. I'm sick of your bullshit. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to a man that I really respect and love.
Exactly.
Jacob Nabb. K.
That's me.
N-A-M-B. N-A-B-B.
It's true.
Jacob, you were the last interview that we're doing at the Printer's Ball after party at Reggie's inside of Record Breakers, a magnificent record store that has minimum 16 different Rush posters in this tiny room. It's going to be great.
No, the Rush action is like totally overwhelming.
Do you like Rush? Are you a Rush fan?
You know, I can't, like, I would never come out and say I don't like Rush, because I do. Because
you do. They're good. They're a good band.
Yeah, they're really good.
You're the second guest in a row we've had that has demanded beer from me. Yet you both make more money than me. What gives you the balls to say something like that?
I think you're making assumptions about our earning potential, sir.
How much do you make a year, and what do you believe in God?
$26,000, and I don't think God is at all consistent.
What else can we ask about? Do you have a girlfriend right now? Or a wife?
Well, I'm seeing someone.
You're seeing someone, man or female? Male or female?
Female, yes.
What does she think about your profession?
Well, she's young.
How young is she?
21.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait.
This sort of helps, you know.
Wait. She's 20. How old are you?
Well, you know, there's sort of.
No, we're Facebook friends. I'll post this motherfucker.
There's
shit.
An understanding that exists between me and.
Was she a student of yours?
No. No.
Are you sure about that?
Positive. Yes. I know that you and Ned love the idea of me fucking students, but I haven't.
Well, you literally fuck 21-year-olds, not me. I'm an adult.
That may be.
We're starting off at a great point in time.
Yeah, we have like some like a relationship.
Really, I have no.
I can't believe you didn't get us free beer.
I'm shocked. I am completely shocked.
Please share your beer with me. Would you do that?
I might. I'm running out of money. That's my problem. I bought money for the staff that helped. I brought money. I bought beer.
Well,
for the
we can
staff.
Talk to Fred as soon as this is over. But,
I think we should get some fucking beer up here. I completely
I feel like
agree.
We should be like recompensed for this. Yes.
I've been up. I've had at least four beers here. I've had.
Well, you know, I feel like you wore a tie and you've been here for so many hours.
I've been here for hours. There's a girl.
But
with a
in
bike.
The meantime, like you could totally give me a drink out of that bottle.
I'll give you a drink out of this bottle. But then again, you're banging 21-year-olds. I don't know how safe this beer is if I give it to you.
That's true.
You know what?
If I give you the herp, I think you should just like celebrate that.
I don't think I should celebrate that because my health insurance is quite weak. What I'll
well,
do
you
is
know,
this.
Like, look,
shut the fuck up.
What herpes
I'll,
is
you
a
shut your
thing.
Mouth. What I'll do right now is I'll pour some beer in this other Shinerbach bottle. You can
okay.
drink that Shinerbach. By the way, Shinerbach, you make delicious beer. I'd love for you to sponsor
that's
the
true.
Show. Shinerbach. Money. Okay.
And they do sponsor.
Do they sponsor?
So they say.
They should sponsor.
And
me.
They should sponsor you.
This is fun
because
time.
You know it's pretty good.
How do you know Ned, by the way? Oh, thanks, Merle.
I know Ned in the biblical way.
So you banged Ned?
Yeah, I did.
That's nice. Why did you take your glasses off at this interview?
You know, it's just because I thought you'd ask about Ned, and I just wanted to, like, fully express the fact that I had face-fucked Ned.
I only brought up Ned because you brought up Ned. Ned, by the way, is the only man that ever asked us to take down an episode of You, Me, Them, Everybody. So, thanks, Ned. That was nice.
Well, you know, Ned Hepburn, a.k.a. Ned Dymoke.
What?
But you shouldn't reveal that because that's a different name. But sometimes...
You just said it.
Sometimes Ned Dymoke likes to lay back on his back and just let you, like, totally,
bang, bang.
Like, pound away at his face.
Bang, 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 you know, on yeah, his exactly. face. Bang, bang, bang. This is getting off
the... This is sort of how it goes.
Off the tracks already.
So you should ask me questions now.
You should... You're right, actually. I take everything back I said about you. You're a good writer.
I have Bumble once.
You've performed at the... Not performed. You've read at the Brain. Was it before performing or reading?
I did. I
Twice.
I revealed myself at the Brain.
Each time you performed at the Brain, you went by a pseudonym.
Harold Ray.
Why did you do that?
Because, you know, I sort of feel like I can't really reveal myself as I really am. If I'm going to do
Why
that...
Why are you a piece of shit liar?
Because that's just sort of part of my performativity. I feel like...
Wait. You're part of your what?
Performativity.
Why are you an asshole? Why do you say words like performativity?
Because...
Is it because you're in a leopard-skinned print chair? Because that's why I say things like
that. That is part of it, and it is so cradling my ass
Isn't
right now.
Isn't this a nice chair? I love
this chair. I've already jismed 3 times.
So, we're what, 5 minutes in? Did you jism before or after we started the interview?
Well...
The first time.
A little bit of both. Like, I sat down, and I felt like this sort of, like, oh.
That's nice. How old are you?
34.
You're 34, and you could jism that quickly from a chair. That's got to be a great
life.
It's
true.
Are you always happy and tired?
I am.
That's nice.
I'm a sleepy guy.
You know you work at a university, correct? You remember that you have a job.
If we must discuss this, yes, I do.
I'm not revealing anything right now. You're revealing everything.
Yeah, well.
Why do you wear that hat? Where are you from?
The hat was given to me by a girl.
How would you describe that hat? Besides douchey.
I feel as though, like...
It's pretty douchey.
It sort of, like, encompasses my crazy curls, and it was free to me.
Oh, God, you're such a dick. Okay, is a 21-year-old
We could
girl?
See.
Do you
just,
ever...
Just for the sake of it.
No, I'm not wearing a hat. I have hair. I'm not an idiot. You have hair, too.
You sort of have hair.
I got
Actually,
hair.
You're, like, 10 years younger than me, and I have more hair than you.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
Because I cut my hair, because I'm an adult.
Yeah, or balding.
Because I don't have...
Whatever.
I wish I was balding. No, I'm not balding. I feel like if I was balding, my weight would be acceptable. You know what I mean?
That's possible.
No, now it's just sad. It's like, you should just get in shape.
Well, it's just kind of how it works out, you know? I mean, like, I've never weighed more than I do right now, but I'm still skinnier than you.
Yeah, you still gotta fuck women 13 years younger than you because you got some hole in your life. What's that hole about?
The hole is part of my childhood.
What part of your childhood were you like, I love fucking girls 13
well,
years younger than me when I was 14
sometimes,
and 1 year old?
Well,
and I
when I was 14... You know, it was really difficult for me to fuck 4-year-olds when I was 14 because...
because they were too old. You
yeah, it's true. Like, the people, you know, the cops and other parents. But, you know, as I aged, I found, just like a blue cheese, I got chunky.
I love that this could go on for hours and you won't give up. This is
no, it's been,
this is
insult
brilliant.
Me as you will, sir.
This is
but
brilliant.
I can roll with it. But you know, then I got chunky, and then I noticed that like I
like
had this
chunky
sort of
in terms of weight or chunky.
Yeah, like chunky in terms of like discharge.
So, how many STDs do you have?
Well, you know, dishonorable discharge. I never. I was always a patriot.
Do you support the military?
You know, sometimes I get behind the military. I get behind it. I get behind it.
I
get behind it.
Yeah,
and then sometimes
we all get the joke. I get it. You fuck the military. I get it. I'm done.
I can't speak to that. Maybe you fuck the military. I was never. They wouldn't let me in.
Yeah, you apply to the military.
Sometimes
you're an artsy writer.
Sometimes it's really hard to fuck the military.
I get it. Another dick joke.
The military is pretty, like, choosy.
Really?
I'm
really?
Pretty impressed, actually.
You are impressed?
The fact that you stepped up to the military and fucked it, that's amazing to me. Like, look, I pulled my I pulled it out, and the military was like, I don't know about that.
This is. I like how everyone in the room that isn't you and me is like, they have faces like, what are you two doing right now?
Well, we're just trying to share.
We're just riffing about feelings.
I'm just trying to share. You know, I have lots of feelings.
Name one.
Brandon, I have lots of feelings.
Jacob.
Sometimes I like to lay on my back and pull my penis out. And it's amazing.
That's not even funny. That's not funny. That's so boring.
But it's so good.
It's not funny. You're not a comedian. You're a writer. You're deep. I get it. Okay? Say something deep. Go.
Deep.
Now.
Deep.
Write me some fucking poetry, motherfucker.
And then I fucked Vonnegut. Right.
I liked Vonnegut. He was all right.
He was good.
He was all right.
Well, his caricatures always does it for me.
I liked his facial hair. He's a good man. He had curly hair like you.
Yeah, it's true.
Is that how you feel?
Well, when he saw me, he actually pulled me to his breast.
He saw you?
Yeah,
he saw
Pittsburgh.
You?
In
You're
Pittsburgh.
Friends now?
No.
You're friends with a dead man?
No,
how does it feel to know dead men?
We're not friends, but
he's dead?
But he does know me in the biblical way.
I get it. That's the second time you use that shitty joke. Okay? You're better than that. You're supposed to be a funny writer.
Well,
not
sometimes,
a fucking hack comic.
You know, sometimes I try to, find
Stop
these openings.
Trying. Be yourself. Let's open up.
All right. Okay.
Right now.
I'll be somebody else.
Secondhand.
Who would you like for me to be?
The man who works with the secondhand.
Oh, yes. What okay. So, Todd Dills. Yeah, Todd Dills.
That's a name that most people don't know.
But
I like
he is,
Todd Dills.
He edits the secondhand.
Yeah, but you work with the secondhand right now.
Well, you know, when I was face-fucking Jimmy Carter...
That's still, the third time you've mentioned face-fucking. Really? You don't
Todd
have anything
Dills,
else? This is all
slapped,
you came
he
with?
He slapped me. He slapped
Ooh,
me.
Oh, you and Todd Dills and face-fucking.
It's just, it's Tennessee. You can't...
You got a
how
lot
could
of
you,
excuses
how
for
could
the
you?
South, man. Every fucking time.
It's face true.
Face-fucking.
It's
military
true.
Fucking.
No, it's true.
I sound like this.
How could you make excuses for Tennessee? Tennessee has its own ideas.
They have the Tennessee Titans. Football
That's
team.
True.
They won the first
Eddie
17
George.
Home games that they had.
Eddie
the
George, he was a great running back.
Yeah, yeah. How many Super Bowls do they have?
Zero.
Yeah, I know. Great.
Well, you know.
The second hand.
Life is sad.
The second hand is what?
The second hand is a literary journal.
People are either going to love or hate this interview, by the way.
Yeah, this interview is just going nowhere
Or whatever
fast.
The hell this is.
But, you know, the thing about this interview is, I mean...
I might fall asleep, by the way.
Yeah,
I've been drinking a lot.
As have I. And I can't believe that all you gave me was half of a...
I can't believe you haven't given me one good line.
A spittoon of...
The first 10 goddamn minutes of this interview, you haven't given me one gem. Nothing. I got
it's
nothing.
True.
I'm
it's
working
true.
On a
it's
hack
true.
Right here.
It's true. I've yet to give you really
yeah.
much of anything.
And you're a professor, and I didn't get into grad school. Really? And you fuck 21-year-olds. Really?
22.
You just said she was 21. You said she was 21.
No, she. By the time that we got done with this, she was 22.
Isn't that too old for you at this point? You gotta go younger,
no,
right?
No, I feel 12 years.
You gotta worry about the first year you're dating, could she get in the bar? I don't know.
Well, there are lots of things to worry about.
I know. I love that you're putting up with this bullshit. You're the best.
As I would continue to do. So, whatever you have to say. But you know, it's interesting... Because, the last time I went into the Hungry Brain, it was really crazy to me because, you had your balls up on the bar.
I did have my balls on the bar.
It's true.
I wish that
and
was
I felt
funnier
like, I
and
felt
or
like,
believable.
You know,
I wish that was believable.
How would I buy a drink from a man who puts his testes on the bar? Would you like to talk to that for just a
yeah,
moment?
Yeah, of course. Well, all I'm saying is...
What drives you to do that?
Your joke is fucking junior high hack shit. Of course. That's not believable. What you could have said is
It is believable. If anybody knows you, actually, they're yes.
No, if everybody knows me, they know it's... you could have said, why are you crying in the corner of the bar? That would make more sense. Or
No, you would never cry.
I would cry before I put my balls out anywhere. I'm from the Midwest.
What would you cry?
I'm full of shame. I'm from the Midwest. I went to
Catholic
school.
Well, this shame would drive you to hide away the crime.
I have sex in a full three-piece.
In your penis.
I have sex with a three-piece suit on. I'm afraid of women. I'm afraid of nudity. I don't take my shirt off for anything. Why would I show my balls
All right,
around?
So when you're having sex in a three-piece suit and you weep, what is it that drives that?
The fear of having to fuck a 21-year-old at 34. That's what drives me to do that.
You're 34?
I'm 30. No, I'm 27. I'm just aging poorly. You look way better than me at 34. Good job.
It's true, actually. I'm almost a decade older than you, but you look way older than
me. Oh,
I
look awful. You look great. That's
well,
why
you're
banging 24-year-olds.
The thing about it is...
I'm sorry.
Well,
that's way too old. I know. I
it's
can't
true.
Believe you're still here and haven't tried to punch me. What's wrong with you?
I can't really go beyond...
Where's your self-respect?
There's a certain barrier.
I hate this. You don't hate this? This is insane. You're the best.
I can roll.
Let's go on tour. No. Let's just go on tour to bars.
No, I can't go on tour with you because I feel like you're going to try to fuck me.
Really? That's more hack bullshit. I never, like, I don't do
I mean, I know
I
that you're horny.
Gay
and
jokes. I don't do homophobic jokes.
There's not a whole lot
that.
Going on in your life, you know?
I gotta, no, that, see, that's hack bullshit. You haven't listened to any of the shows. You haven't even listened to the first 10 minutes of this interview.
How would I have listened to that? I just got here a little bit ago. And you gave me, like, one swallow of beer that
really?
Probably
you're
had a roof and all
you're
on it.
Still gonna go, that's not funny. You're going back to the fucking well. You gotta travel.
It's true.
More, okay?
No, it's
you
true.
Gotta travel. You gotta know your audience.
I mean, the only thing I'm going back
Could
to
Can I post
is,
this online,
it's
by the way?
It's the fact that you're
Can
probably...
Can I post this online?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I can't believe you
it's
said
It's the fact
yes to
that you're probably gonna try to chest fuck me.
Really?
And that's a problem.
Really? Again? You got no tits.
It's a problem.
I love tits.
Hey,
I love breasts.
I don't think you've
They're
noticed.
They're fucking magnificent.
If I squeeze them up, there's a cleft.
You've got maybe a B.
There's a cleft.
Maybe a B.
There's
you know
a cleft.
What? I look in the mirror, I got a B.
There's
I'm
a
done.
Cleft. There's
I'm,
a cleft.
I don't need that. I
it's
don't
less
need...
than B, but it's a cleft.
Oh, I can't believe you have a job in the fucking... You have a white-collar job. How is this possible that I'm fucking scrounging for rent every goddamn month and you work at a university?
Well, it's quite simple.
What
because,
the fuck is wrong
know,
in the world right now where
it's
you
a matter
have a
of, like,
fucking job?
You gotta do what you gotta do.
What the fuck does that mean? You just gotta believe in the higher power too? Is that it?
It just means that I tell other people that they have a cleft too.
Ah, I wish cleft teeth... Was it cleft mouth thing?
Well, the mouth is one thing. But you know I get
cleft
bored of the mouth.
Palate? Is that it?
Ultimately, the mouth is what it is, but I just want to fuck.
Really? Still? How drunk are you?
So just give me the...
How
you
drunk
know.
Are you, by the way? How many have you had?
I'm really not that drunk, actually.
That's the sad part.
I'm just sort of willing to, like, riff.
You really shouldn't be. We're using your real name.
Yes, that's true.
You know that, right?
But ultimately, it's on you because it's your show.
Yeah, this is going to be great for
you
me.
You brought this to people.
Yeah, people are going to love
it. I
this.
Mean, it's not my fault you have your testicles hanging out right now.
My producer right now is pointing to her watch, like, saying, you're going on too long. Here's my point, producer.
That's, of course, the point, because she doesn't really want people to see that you have your testicles hanging.
Really? Again? Okay. My point is this. If people have listened to this far, they're going the long haul. There's no way people are going to tune in at 15 minutes.
If you would like to hook up with Brandon Weatherby, he will pull his testicles out. I mean, he just did it for me.
It's not
so
funny, man.
You just have to walk up.
It's not funny. You know we do a live show. People see me. They know what I look
like. I've seen
it.
You
haven't been there. Fuck off.
I've seen it.
What have you seen? You
I've
fucking
you.
Liar.
I've seen you try to get on stage and roll around like a polar bear.
I mean, it's a problem.
You know?
I wish I was a polar bear.
I mean, it's a
By
problem.
By the way, producer, never ending. This is going on until we die. We're
yeah,
just going to drink
you can
ourselves
cut and
to death.
Paste and whatever you got to do.
He's the last guy.
I am, yes.
We're going forever. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What's wrong with
I mean,
you?
It's not
you
my
talk-
fault. You
Stop
know, it's not my fault.
My dick.
I know that you have this weird exhibitionist streak, and that is what it is.
You
I would never try to question that.
Did you ever see 8 Mile?
I did.
The best part about 8 Mile is the last battle rap. Eminem goes, yeah, I live in a trailer with my
you
mom.
You would say
yeah,
that. Why do you?
Yeah, my friend Cheddar Bob shot himself in the leg. Yeah, my girl fucked somebody else in the leg. Fuck somebody else in the leg. I'm drunk. Yeah, she fucked my friend.
Yeah.
That's how I am. You can't hurt me. I don't care.
You are a rabbit.
I have
but
fucking...
But you know.
No, I got nothing, man.
Rabbit always gets hunted down.
I got nothing to lose. Fucking tear it all apart.
Rabbit always gets hunted down.
I'm gonna win. Stop using Kentucky bullshit right now. You might
just
lose
because.
Your job, okay?
Hey, you know.
This 21-year-old you're banging might realize you're talking about my dick too much. Shit might turn around on you.
Life is a strange thing.
Stop
sir.
Saying life is a strange thing. You're not Forrest fucking Gump, okay?
It's a matter of, like, you know, like, you're gonna hop along.
I'm gonna
you're
hop.
Like, whip your dick out and, like, fuck a rabbit.
Really? Still
you know,
with a dick?
It's not my problem.
I'm a white male. I
just
know
because
where
you
my
love
dick's
gonna
Eminem. Go. It's gonna go in
just
my
because
pants.
You love Eminem.
I love Eminem. He's the best.
He's not gonna fuck you in the ass.
He's
not gonna do it.
How homophobic are you down in the core? How sexist are you down at the core? Where you keep having to bring up my dick to
I'm
make...
I'm just trying to work with
Stop
what you're,
trying
what you're
to
like,
attack.
Laying out there.
Answer a question. How is the second hand going?
The second hand is amazing.
Isn't that great? We just
Eminem
did it.
Is not involved.
In what?
Sadly for you. I'm sorry.
So really? Do you want me to tear you apart?
Please do.
Oh, this is
gonna
be great.
I would gladly reciprocate.
Okay, stop begging me for beer, motherfucker. You have a real job. You're on my fucking show. Bring
and
me
you're a
bartender.
Beer.
Be fucking. I'm not a bartender here. I've treated you well at the Hungry Brain. What have you ever given me?
You what have you given going? Me at the Hungry Brain?
Fucking alcohol.
There was one time that I got a beer for like a dollar less than price.
Alcohol.
That was amazing. By the
bullshit,
way, that
bullshit,
was
bullshit. I think you're a fucking great writer. You've never given me anything except insulting my dick size and or trying to. fuck a dick mystically. I don't know how shit
until
works.
Until tonight, I actually haven't done that. But you know, if you would like that, if that's what you like.
Still? Really? How does
I could
this,
totally,
how
I could crawl up on your chest and I could lay a penis on you.
Once again, if producer, that's what you if they're want. Still listening, they're listening in the long haul. No one's tuning in right now. No, it's. I'm trying to ask questions to this man. Kevin is even uncomfortable at this time. This is just great.
Yeah,
Merle's
uncomfortable. Yeah, yeah.
John's uncomfortable. John's uncomfortable. How you doing, everybody? This is a nice time.
It's amazing.
How? Why do you do a character when you do some of your readings? Honestly.
Well, I do the Harold Ray character.
Yeah, why do you do that? It's brilliant. I think it's great.
It's just something that like I understand very well from being from West Virginia, and I try to do that when I'm performing.
When I asked you about why you do it, you said that it's a lot of the people you grew up with.
That's true.
Has any of the people you grew up with heard that character?
That's an interesting question, actually.
I know. I'm full of them.
The people that I talk about have not heard that. But people that I... actually nobody's heard that. No. It's totally exploitative.
Would you do that character when you're in West Virginia?
Well, it wouldn't really work in West Virginia.
Why not?
If I tried to talk like Harold Ray in West Virginia, everyone would just assume that's how I talked.
Okay.
Because that's how everybody talks.
Let's say your friends from West Virginia visit you. Would you do the character in front of them?
Oh, no.
Why not? I don't think it's an insult at all.
It's only fitting for certain situations. I mean, look, you know, you have a character, you do a voice. But it's not really a matter of, like...
But you
just,
do...
Like, whip it out at the Baskin Robbins. I mean,
you seem to actually care about these people. You do with love, actually. It's not an insult.
Could I not care about that?
A lot of people do.
Nobody gives a fuck about West Virginia. It's a thing, you know.
Most people that do any type of Southern thing, just it's an instant insult. They don't actually care about the people from there.
That's more of a statement about people who tend to do that kind of comedy.
That may be true. That might
more than it is like a matter of like what's happening. I mean, I don't know. I do that sort of character. It's not a matter of, like shitting upon people I grew up with.
Uh-huh.
It's more a matter of, like, doing a thing that I know. And if people like it, great. If they don't, they don't.
Does that make you a better writer?
No, it does not.
Then why do you do it?
It's performance and writing are different things.
Why is that? I don't understand that.
Well, when I'm in my own place and I'm writing things quietly by myself, I write different things. If I'm going to perform, it's another thing entirely.
So when you write for an audience, you're writing for an audience. You just won't pick and choose what you've already written and read.
No,
that
I don't think that's true. I think it's more a matter of, like, my creative impulse takes different, like, you know, there's these different sort of rifts.
What do you mean? Continue on that.
If I'm going to write for an audience that's going to hear me, I'm going to write a piece. But if I'm going to improv, then I will just like become that character and continue to riff.
So when you do Harold,
we can do it right now if you'd like.
When you do Harold Ray, you improv?
Yeah, all
I thought
improv.
That was all prepared.
No, it's all
really. Improv. That's quite impressive. I had no idea.
Ah, so you say?
No, that's not a joke. I think you're very good when you do the Harold Ray character. But I just don't understand why you do it.
Why wouldn't I? Nobody else does it.
So what?
It should be said.
Why?
Because.
Help me out here, buddy.
It just should be said. Like, look, I mean, we're in the Midwest. We're in a city that's built on fucking hillbillies. You go to Uptown, everybody there has, like, ancestry that goes back to, like, Kentucky or West Virginia or, like, somewhere else. And, you know, this is the place for it. So who would not do that? Nobody else does it, so I would. I would gladly talk like a redneck, and I would gladly tell my stories in that West Virginia voice because nobody else is going to do it. And they never will.
So, are you doing it because you think a void is there? Or are you doing it because it fulfills something in you?
I don't know. That's a hard question.
I'm trying.
That's difficult.
What's the goal for you? Do you want to be a full-time professor? Do you want to publish novels? Do you want to be an editor? Because you publish...
My ultimate
your
goal
editor
is to be
Chicago.
Independently wealthy.
Of course. I get that. But serious. No joke.
As it is for you. You know, I don't know. I could continue to do the things that I do
and
edit a journal, and I could
editor at another Chicago.
Do these sort of, like, improv pieces, and that would be great.
But they're totally different.
They are totally different. Yes, it's true.
What's the goal? That's what I'm trying to get at.
I don't know. I don't know what the goal is. If I can get rich off of it, great. But I don't think I can.
I don't think
nobody gives a fuck about it.
I don't think you do any of this for money.
No, I don't. And I'm not going to make any money off of it.
So why do you do it?
Because it's fun.
Do you feel like you have to do it?
That's a hard question.
Answer it. That's the entire point of any interview.
Sure. Yes, I do.
All right. You've been a great sport, by the way.
Yeah, well, you know. We can continue to banter back and forth, but...
No, let's not, because
I feel like we've...
We made... No, you're not done. Put the mic back in front of you. You got one more question.
Hello.
Really? Okay. Yes. Stop mugging. Be yourself.
Do what you gotta do.
You're a beautiful man.
I'm just gonna sit back.
You got beautiful thoughts. You got a beautiful mind. Like the Ron Howard film, A Beautiful Mind.
No, not like that.
You mean you're not a piece of shit film?
I really don't like Ron Howard.
The Ron Howard Apology Oscar, A Beautiful Mind?
It's pretty bad.
All right. Answer a question from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stock, PhD. 1 to 260.
Let's hear it.
No, pick a number. 1 to 200. We're not asking all of them.
175.
175. Why 175? Why did you pick the number?
It just was the first that came to mind.
It's not a bad number. If you were given $1,000 to use to help other people, how would you spend it? Would you spend $100?
All right, so I want to give a shout out to Ned Hepburn at this point.
Really?
I would take that money and I would give it to Ned.
You're a fucking idiot. You should spend $1,000 at Hot Topic for your 21-year-old girlfriend because
no,
I think she'd
terrible.
Really enjoy the money.
No, I don't think she would like that.
There's
actually.
Like 1,000 different hair colors she can have.
It's true.
Thank you so
but
much
she's
for
not really
this.
A Hot Topic fan.
Yeah, because she's.
No, but I could buy you like a goatee.
I'll stop. You're the best, man. I can't believe you said yes to this. Jacob Nabb, everybody. Jacob Nabb is one of the people that works with us. Put the mic back in front of your fucking face. You're not on Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah.
Let's plug your shit really quick. Stop it. Be a fucking adult.
Oh, my
stop
God.
Stop it.
You know, Brandon, you should really stop touching
handle
me
handle your booze. No one buys it. They know I wear a tie. People with ties
God.
Don't do that. Okay.
You know, I'll hold that tie, but
really,
you know, it's
okay.
Really, it's dirty.
All right, we'll stay like that and whatever. Fuck this guy.
ACM, yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful evening.
Ciao.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.